So I think one of the biggest research gaps is caused by there being a real data gap, and that is understanding what happens to large groups of children after they're born and before they get to school. And the problem is that for children at birth, we have a record for every child. We have a birth certificate that has quite a lot of information. And then for children, once they get to school, we have other ways of tracking them, say through the school system. But in between being born and getting to school, there is no systematic source of information about how kids are doing. There's basically no place that they are tracked. And so when we do studies, we get a sample, we look in one place or another place, and then we try and make inferences from that, but we don't really have the whole picture of all the kids. And I think that's a big source of gaps in our knowledge.
That would be like a new linked data system for Medicaid.
Well, new data systems would be really helpful. So if you think about tracking child health, for example, we have now a lot of kids who are covered by Medicaid, but Medicaid is run at the state level. So if you had access to Medicaid records, you could look at all the kids in a state who were on Medicaid. But to get a national sample, you'd have to get data from all 50 state Medicaid offices, which would be probably impossible. And another factor is, if you think about it from that perspective, you have kids who will be on Medicaid for a while, then they'll go off. Maybe their parent gets a job with private insurance, then they go back on Medicaid. So you wouldn't even see for each child a continuous record.